Yeah, is there any way we can get something put up on a bulletin board, maybe in the faculty,
And reach out officially to our counselors.
Yeah, counselors.
We have a reading in math tonight, so I use them even before we learned that volunteers said that we do it on a Sunday. And so, worked out good. They basically about 10 and 15.
Okay.
I think the counselors would send, could screen them and spend, you know, ask the right questions.
We'll work on that.
Good ones here.
This kid's real smart.
Because that could work into a summertime job or even a part-time job if they go to college.
Very much.
Good experience.
Yeah.
Is it 40 by the time we graduate?
Okay, here we go. We have a quorum, so we'll call this meeting to order at 5:31. May 13th, 2024. We'll look at the minutes of the February 12th, 2024 meeting. As we've had a chance to look over those, if someone wants to make a motion to approve those.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Was that Beth or Shallon that moved?
I thought it was. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's approved. Vanessa, treasurer's report.
Since Kaylee is not here, I will do the treasurer's report. Kaylee examined the bank statements for January, February, and March and signed off on the checklist with her signature with no discrepancies. So that's good. There's not really anything we have to do other than just inform you all.
Okay, you don't want a motion? We did a motion last time.
Did we do a motion last time?
Yeah, to approve it.
I can't remember if we do or not for that.
Okay.
But
well,
if you want to,
whether we do or not, we always can. We can certainly do that.
Sure.
Okay, is there a motion then to approve the treasurer's report as presented?
Actually, I think what you do is you motion to file for audit. Because we can't
approve
it, we can just...
Oh, motion. Okay, motion to file for audit.
Yeah, actually, okay, I'm sorry, I'm reading the minutes, and how we had it last month is moved to accept the treasurer's report. We accept it.
Okay. All right, so what do we want to do? Make a motion to accept the treasurer's report. Okay, all right, that's the wording we'll use from now on.
Okay, all right, I'll remember that next
this
time.
Is a new gig for me. We had never done that before. Okay, so who would like to make that motion?
I'm hoping that we accept the report as presented.
All right, Ms. Tate, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Michael, seconds that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Sarah, our business manager, will do the quarterly financial report.
Much like Crawley Ridge, this is first quarter as opposed to Crawley Ridge's third quarter. But this is first quarter, and we're on track. Everything looks great. Up in the income section of it, you'll notice that we've got a received through column. I decided to add that this year so y'all can be kept in the loop as to how we're doing throughout the year and what we're collecting throughout the year. And actually, I think it's going to help me as I go through during the year too. So I think that's a great thing. But there's really no surprises, no real notice or anything of note. So do I have any questions?
I don't have a question about a comment.
Okay.
I'm excited to see that on that line item for our estimated group fees that we collected $1,740. That's not quite half of what we budgeted and we're only
right
so early in the year. That's really good.
Which one are you talking about?
Under the income line.
Yes.
Number six.
Oh, number six. Okay.
Yeah, we weren't sure what to put and put 4,000 as a
yeah
good estimate, but we're already at 1,740.
morning.
Yeah, it's nice. That's nice. I might, there again, just to point out to you, when we look at the money that we've spent and our taxes that we've collected, this is the reason why the library has the need to be forward funded, simply because of the way taxes are collected in Arkansas. So we'll keep that in mind. Any other questions as we go down through here? Sarah, anything else that you want to present? Anything on the budget that you want to bring out? Okay. If there's no further discussion on that, I'll entertain a motion then to approve the quarterly financial report.
So moved.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our director's report.
First thing that I would like to do is introduce our new marketing and public relations manager. Her name is Riley Yawson. She's down on the end there. Riley is from Bentonville, Arkansas, and graduated from Arkansas State University in 2022 with her Bachelor of Science in Strategic Communications. She also holds a minors in sales leadership and political science. She holds certificates in public relations and advertising, social media management, nonprofit communications, and forensics and debate. And she is an amazing debater. This August, she will also be graduating from ASU with a master's in public administration. She's a little bit of an overachiever there. We're very proud to have her, though. Riley is also a newlywed and will be moving to Brooklyn sometime this month. She hasn't been married very long. She hasn't even had a honeymoon yet, bless her heart.
Okay.
She tells me that she has a special place in her heart for libraries because she spent so much time in the Bentonville Library when she was growing up, and she's very excited to serve our library as she and her husband make their home in Craighead County. And one thing I want to say about her is that it was the best interview I've ever sat in my entire life when she spoke, and she said something that really struck me, and with absolute sincerity, she said, "I have a servant's heart." And she really does. And she has already taken the strategic plan and hit with it. She's taken off with it. So I'm really, really happy to have her, really lucky. And she's just going above and beyond like nothing I've ever seen. And so thank you so much for saying yes to this job.
Thank you and welcome aboard.
Yeah. Do you have anything you would like to say?
Sure. I truly mean this one. I do feel honored to be able to sit here with you guys today. Like, it means a lot to me. I care a lot about this community, and I do take this job very seriously, and what we do here is so important, and so I'm so proud to be a part of that, and I just thank you for, you know, ever since I've been here, people have just been so kind, and I'm just happy to serve here, so thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
We anticipate you'll be a great asset to the library.
And you're never leaving.
We'll have a birthing unit attached to the
library. Oh, there we go. We already have a nursing station in
yes,
the children's
that's right.
department.
We sure do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is great news. Great news. All right. February and March statistics.
And these, I gave Riley the number, and she made these so pretty, way better than what I had done. The first page I want you to look at is the library statistics for February. And I want you to notice in all of the statistics, and all I have is February and March because we could not get the April numbers in time. But I want you to notice the trend continues with an increase in electronic checkouts. However, we are still having a lot of visitors in the library, which means that they're not just interested in the books. They're interested in the programming, and they're interested in our services, like our free notary service and also our free public computers. So we are still getting people in the library. You know, people have said, well, the trend is all electronic, so why do libraries need to even be here? Well, they need to be here because they're community centers. And this really proves it when you see the number of people that are coming in the libraries. And all of our branch numbers are doing really well, too. And we intend to give you a kind of a total number of attendees to all the branches at the end of the year so you can see how many people yearly have visited the branches. But I wanted you to be aware of that. Some of our numbers are down. Our children's programming is down some, but that is because we don't have as many programs because we've had to cut staff. But the numbers are still as good as they could. The numbers are as good as they could be considering. So I just wanted you to be aware of that and some of the way that the library is trending. And good work on the graphs, Riley, because I actually understand them this time. I didn't understand mine. So does anyone have any questions or comments about the statistics or any suggestions?
I'm very glad to see the number of new library cards
mm-hmm.
on the increase.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent.
Sometimes things drop in March because of spring break. People go somewhere besides the library a lot of times.
Had a big increase, although in March, in the number of children who got new library cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So, Vanessa, will there be any summer programs for children this summer? Is this going to be like previous?
Yes, they're still going to do programs just about every day.
Okay.
Not quite as many, but probably two-thirds the amount of programming that they did. But they're still working on it, and they're still going to provide as much as they possibly can for kids. So kids will have plenty to do.
I know that all of that is out in the will be out in the newspaper
mm-hmm.
at the specific time. You know when it's appropriate. But is there going to be a long range? Program like we had before,
like a calendar,
mm-hmm. so that the teachers and parents, can make a plan. Well, we don't want to go on vacation right here because the kids will be excited about what's going on in the library right there.
Yes, and our primary way that we reach people is through social media,
mm-hmm.
and we will have everything on social media. Yeah,
great,
won't we, Riley?
So it'd be on the library website then.
Yeah, on our website too, definitely.
We do have a calendar made that we print out and all that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll have a print form and electronic.
I know that the public school teachers, and I guess the private school also, they're very interested in that because a lot of times that's good in-service for them to come and see how those programs work mm-hmm. and see if it's applicable in their classrooms.
Yeah, and we do have teachers who show up for our programs.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Definitely. Well, very good presentation there, for sure. All right. Any further questions or comments on that?
I've got one.
Okay.
Sure.
Back when we were talking about, we might have to close some of the libraries, that and all, you were talking about those are being used, Did you think that a lot of because of is it Riverside? They run a bus on Friday to the library and drop those kids off?
In Lake City. Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
they do the same thing in Monette. I don't know if they run a bus, but I went by on a Friday and they were full.
Yes, Monette has a ton of kids that come by.
Because there's no school on that day and they're out sitting in there in the library.
Yeah, and Patsy has done a really good job in Monette of providing them with programming and something to do, and she loves them like they're her own, really. I mean, she's really done a really good job with that, yeah. Yeah, it's very busy. And we're happy.
Honestly,
we're happy to
I'm
have it.
I'm surprised as to how busy they were.
You know, Caraway's busy
Caraway,
too.
After
yeah.
school, Caraway. The kids come there to do their homework.
Well,
yeah.
And
believe it or not,
research.
Still people don't have internet out in the world.
Yeah,
and if
that's
you do,
exactly
it's
right.
It's not very good.
Yep. That's
exactly
why we're
right.
we're so grateful we didn't have to close any branches, because that would have taken that away from them. So yeah.
And the mayors of those cities are very grateful that we didn't have to close.
Yeah, they really were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They sure were.
Yeah.
I didn't know who the library was in Monette, so I stopped and I accidentally ran into Bob Blankenship, the mayor.
Yeah.
And he said, it's
right there.
Right. And he sent me over there and I was amazed, you know. There wasn't a computer that was in. And she was in there with him, you know. And she said, well, let me give you a quick tour. I said, I've seen all I need to see right now. You know,
that's right.
He was busy.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, Lake City's busy too. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're very proud. We're very proud that we can keep them open.
Okay.
I got one more question.
Yes, go ahead.
Like, I'm not talking about the assessor or the collector over here being bad, but like this money, I'll give you an example. Like, my mother-in-law passed away. Okay. Mm. She's not the only person that passes away and you get this assessment. Well, they send it to Little Rock. After 2 or 3 years, because you think you're paying it, you think you've got everything straightened. Do we get that money? Do we get our share of that money after it goes to Little Rock? Do you have to go chase it down and pay it back?
That's a good question.
Because I had several, well, not a lot, about $3,000 on my mother-in-law's that we had to straighten up because they didn't catch it. Even though the will had been probated, we've filed everything like we're supposed to.
That was supposed to go to the library?
Like twice. At the assessor's office, they still never got it.
For Craighead County.
For Craighead County.
Come in for the county.
Does that ring a bell, Sarah?
No.
We don't receive any money that's especially tagged that way or identified as that?
I haven't, no.
Do we even receive money is what I'm wanting to know.
And the checks that I receive are from Craighead County and from the city of Jonesboro. So unless Little Rock sends the money back to them and then they send it to us, I don't get checks like that from the state of Arkansas.
So
we get our state aid from the state of Arkansas, but that's
you don't get any. And so they charge interest on all that money stuff, even though you don't know it. That they hadn't straightened it out over here because you've done what you're supposed to do. And I've been back over there twice and changed it back, and it's still not right. This last tax period, and she's been dead 4 years, they still haven't one of them messed up.
So they send the money to the Little Rock?
Once it goes past a certain day, it all that goes to Little Rock. You have to drive to Little Rock and physically pay it. And I don't know if the money comes back here or not.
I don't think it does.
So,
I mean,
so what you're saying is,
so we're not
that the tax statement that comes to properties, if the property owner on that statement is deceased, and our county knows about that, that statement goes to Little Rock.
They don't.
And you have to literally drive to Little Rock to pay it. You can't pay it by mail.
No. You physically have to go down there and write a check and sign a thing that you paid it. And you go over here to the collector's office. They'll give you a sheet that tell you it hadn't been paid and why, and you give them a reason why it hadn't been paid. And they always blame the assessor's office, I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
And I've changed it like on my mother-in-law's. I know twice, and I'm fixing to change again the third time. They still hadn't got it sent to me, so like $600 piece of property.
Yeah, so you're actually the owner. You're actually
Little Rock, and
you're actually the owner of the property now.
Yes.
So you've changed it from your relative's name into your name because of the death.
Yeah.
So here in Craighead County, your name is on that.
Well, it's supposed to be, but the assessors can't get it. And send it over here. Now that's what the.
Yep.
Did you change your address?
No.
Well, it may change the address you send the statement to.
I've changed it over here at the assessor's office. I know, I've been back in the back office.
The address?
And then but they can't get it right, so when it comes to the collector's office,
yeah,
he'll have it right, right at it, but then that parcel number, he don't know who owns it. Mm. They hadn't picked it up.
Mm. That sounds like a governmental problem to me. Needs to be taken care of.
But see, like I said, a $600 property will cost you over $1,000. Well, the library didn't get any of that money. It went to Little Rock unless they sent it back. That's what I was wondering. We got our share of our money or it sent it to Little Rock. Mm. They got a nice building down there where they collect that money.
Sounds like we need an investigative reporter on that situation.
Where's Joe when we need him?
I know. He's sick. Yeah. He's sick today.
But you're not the only person in Craighead County who's had a relative that died.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to one of the court members, and hey, I already knew about it.
Oh, man.
You do need a reporter to dig into
the money back. Yes. Came back. Well, that's what I was wondering, if we got our money. Hmm. You know, I don't mind paying taxes, but I don't, you know, I want to know what money's supposed to.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I bet we didn't
get a dime of it.
Probably not.
We need to find out who audits the government books. That's got to be a line. That certainly has to be a line item, wouldn't you think?
I wouldn't think it would be, but I don't know. You know,
undisbursed funds for, you know, lack of data or information. I'm telling what that pot is.
Yeah. Of course, the state may keep it. They probably need it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go on then.
Okay.
Thanks for raising that question. That's one that we can all ask anybody that we know that's in the know, mm-hmm. for sure. Ms. Adams has a request for funding from our surplus account.
Yeah, I mentioned when the budget was passed. You know, we had to do something to pass a budget, but I did mention that since we had surplus funding, that I would probably come back to you later in the year to ask for some more. So this is
page 12.
After the Freedom Plaza construction and the architect's fees, our current balance in our special projects is $3,700,000. What I'm requesting from that surplus is $100,000. $35,000 of that needs to go to extra part-time help for the library. $25,000 of that is for print materials, and $40,000 of that is for digital materials. We cut that budget quite a bit, and we really need to get some more funding in there. So the remaining surplus balance would still be $3,600,000. And then down below remaining surplus balance, there's a little FYI to show you what I cut from the budget from last year to this year. So really, that was $2,345,500. That was a half a million, and I'm asking for $100,000 to keep us afloat and to keep us going. And since we have plenty in our surplus, I would like to.
Yeah.
I made to approve the request. I second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded that we approve the request from surplus to supplement our 2024 budget.
Any questions?
Of. Yeah.
Any discussion on it?
Are there any other questions or discussion?
I do have another question, but okay. I still want to approve this. Do you have any idea what the cost is going to be for that river rock under that tree, or we'll just cover that?
That will be part of our special projects.
It's already in that budget?
It's not, we don't have a budget for it. The construction was the 35,800.
That came out of construction.
So it's going to be additional.
Additional to that, bring it to us at another time.
Do what?
Okay, this is for the construction.
Correct.
And when you get the estimate on what the landscape is going to cost, you'll just come back to us.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I don't have the numbers for that yet, because we weren't really sure what we were going to do. But, I'll come back with numbers for that.
Okay, so motion's been made and seconded to approve that request from the surplus to supplement our 2024 budget. Any further discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, then that's approved.
Thank you very much.
Jonesboro Sun mentions.
We have several pages. Not really anything we have to do any action on. I just wanted you to see all the articles. We had a wonderful Earth Day. We had lots of people show up for that.
You want the glasses back?
Not
Is
now.
Anybody
no,
collecting
we
the glasses
did send,
to send somewhere?
We sent them to Girl Scouts, I believe, the ones we had. But no, you just keep, if you have them, go ahead. Just keep
okay.
them.
Okay. I heard they wouldn't be good the next time around. Or they might not be
really?
the good quality. They might deteriorate.
Huh.
I don't know whether that's true or not. I just heard that it was, so you might as well donate them to somebody else that's going to see the eclipse later this year.
A lot of them were sent, I can't remember what country, but it took a lot of them.
South America, somewhere.
We're not
okay.
effective, yeah.
Because they got it coming up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if anybody hears that, I got like 6 pair at home from the group that was at our house to view it. And I'd just soon give it to somebody to use as a throw it away. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. So I'm finished with my report for the...
Lots of things coming up. Anything you want to share about the bookmobile? No.
Mm-mm,
okay.
Not yet.
Okay, bookmobile is on a regular roll, and we're hosting all kinds of family literacy nights coming up. Lots of things going on here for people of all ages at the library. And we want to thank the Jonesboro Sun for the good information that they put out to make the things here at the library available for anyone in our community to be able to come and consider that. Okay.
We're up to old business now.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments about the library events?
Are we still looking for somebody to drive the bookmobile?
No, we've hired someone.
Got someone.
We've got somebody in training now. And Sarah and I are going to learn to drive it too.
Yes.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. Go cruising.
Okay, under old business, the Freedom Plaza, you all had a chance to go out there and look at it. It looks like they did an exceptional job in everything that has been completed at this point. And I think, go ahead and tell them what we have left to do.
The masonry company is just going to finish it this week by sealing off the white top so that water can't leak down and cause that lime to leach out of the brick anymore. And then we're going to get some... Well, we talked about having pea gravel, but Mike and I talked about maybe some river rock, some washed river rock, because it's a little bit safer to walk on, and it also drains faster, and it's prettier. And so I'm going to get some bids on that, and then I will come back to you with those and with the cost of the picnic tables that I would like to have there. I found a couple of sources for those. So I will let you know more about that in August. And I think they did a really good job, and I'm really pleased with it. And now we have electrical outlets there, too.
Yeah, so. I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, for
lights,
vendors.
Lights around.
So you're going to wait until August to buy all that stuff?
Well, if we want to have a special meeting before that, we could do that. Just depends on how long it takes for me to get my numbers, but maybe I can get it sooner. Unless you just want to, if you want to authorize me to go ahead and just purchase it.
What's that? The rock?
Yeah. I mean, we have plenty of money for it. I just don't know a number yet because I haven't gotten any bids on it.
Okay, but that's not out of the extra money that we've already done.
No, it's going to be separate.
But it's coming out of that. It's coming out of the building
surplus. The special projects.
Special projects. Okay, but we have to authorize an amount, right?
Yeah, or just authorize me to purchase. I mean, I.
It's not going to be an extraordinary amount, but I sure would hate for us not to have it ready for summer. We need to get it in place.
Is it $5,000?
I have no idea. No idea because we just talked. I mean, Mark from Mark Miller from Mid-South Nursery is searching to get me some good price on pea gravel right now. But Mike and I talked tonight, and he suggested that I find out about the river rock.
They have a mountain of river rock out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot safer to walk on. It's easier to clean, more durable. And I just had experience with both of them in the school business. And I would never buy pea
gravel
again for anything.
Okay.
Except maybe to fill up an empty hole to put something else on top of.
The picnic tables, I have been looking at some prices. Probably by the time shipping and everything, they're going to be about $1,000 a piece. I'm trying to decide if I want to have three or four out there. Probably four because it looks like there's plenty of room. So around $4,000 for that.
All right, so would it be helpful to you if we moved to approve up to $10,000 for the rock and the picnic tables, and then if it's $11,000, you'll have to just poll us and say it's going to be. I just have no idea what it costs.
That I know. See, I don't either.
I have no idea what it costs.
That wash rock is, it's not all that expensive.
Yes.
Especially if you're going to buy it in bulk.
Yeah.
And we will need a truckload of that.
I don't want to handicap you getting it, but it's also, from a financial standpoint, I'd like to have a dollar amount recorded as opposed to
exactly.
If we knew the volume that we needed, he could probably come out and look at that and tell you the volume, and then you would have an idea of what it is. But I'm sure it'll be less than $10,000.
So if we can prove up to $10,000, that should cover her.
I would think so.
Okay.
Because I brought 10 pickup loads of that stuff for my house. And I didn't come anywhere near.
Okay, so I would move that we appropriate up to another $10,000 out of the special projects fund to complete that construction of that area.
I'll second that.
For the rock.
Okay.
And it's a river rock and the picnic tables.
Okay.
And you don't.
People's going to want to use that this summer.
Yes, they are.
You're right.
The sooner, the better.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
And if they have a different name other than washed river rock, the name won't be a whole lot.
Yeah, Mark will know. Yeah. Mark will know.
They have big loaders, and they drop it through screens so that everything that falls through has a minimum and a maximum dimension in it. Okay, and so what I got was called washed river rock. But that was several years ago, so they may have another name for it.
True.
But you understand, it's got to be big. It's going to be bigger than pea gravel, but easy enough to walk on.
Yeah.
Not like
it'll be safer. Yeah.
Not like volcanic rock that you put in your flower bed or something like that.
So my motion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there a second?
Is there a motion? Michael seconded.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries.
Okay. And giving me an amount helps me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, I'm just saying, if it's $11,000, just poll us.
Okay.
But the record will reflect that.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. We're down to New business.
New business, okay? Mark Nichols has resigned.
Mm-hmm, as of Thursday.
Thursday, May 9th. So you want to say anything about that?
I spoke with Judge Day today. He's going to have two appointments coming up because Janice's is ending in July, and then now we have Mark. He has several names in mind. I had one suggestion for him, but we were going to talk sometime next week about it. So if you should have any suggestions for potential board members, please let me know this week. And I'm going to talk with Marvin next week and give him my input. So that's
and we don't have to wait on that just to because we have an opening. If there's people who are who would like to serve on the board and you feel like they're you know qualified and good candidates, let's always have a pot ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Of good applicants to draw from, for sure.
Then they need to be in the city, the county.
It's a county appointee, but they can live anywhere in Craighead County.
Yeah.
They can live right next door to the library or on the edge of the county. It doesn't matter.
I've got one.
Okay. Okay. Be sure and share that.
You want to call me later or tell me after the meeting?
I'll tell you after the meeting, but I've already told you once.
Okay. Does she work at a health club?
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
I think she'd be good.
I do too. Okay.
All right. We have a.
No.
Like you.
Okay.
We have
somebody
a,
I can get along with, really. So, yeah.
One other question I have, and I know you can't really answer this, Vanessa, but in some of the recent Jonesboro stuff, not the stuff that's here, but in recently, probably since May, seems like I read in the Jonesboro Sun, don't quote me on it, but it was something like they were going to improve our agreement, but they wanted us to take a look at how that thing was structured over the next year.
Mm-hmm.
So will we have a committee appointment to have a representative as they look at that? Will we have representation with that? Will you do it for the board or...
You may be called in, but it's basically the quorum court members and the city council.
But if we're restructuring the agreement,
mm-hmm.
the board needs to be represented on a committee as they discuss that.
I agree too.
Yeah.
I'd like to be part of it too. So far, I have been excluded.
Yeah, you can.
I didn't know any of it was even going on.
Yeah.
So,
We need to figure out how is an appropriate way.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll talk with the mayor and I'll talk with the judge about it and just see, what they suggest. So, okay.
And we all live in the city. I think we all live in the city limits, Jonesboro city limits. So we all have.
I barely live out of it.
So we all have someone that represents us on the city council, and that would be a voice to. A person who would listen to our voice as members of the board, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or so forth? We'll move on. Okay. We have a board member recognition. Our esteemed member, Janice, will be leaving us. She has been term limited. You can serve 2 5-year terms in a row, and then you can't. Just put it like that for a while, and you can always come back later, of course. But that's to keep the circulation of new people and keep the interest going. So we have a presentation that we want to make. Oh, this is the presentation right here.
By the way.
Okay. This is a Service Appreciation Award, and it's presented to Janice Griffin. In appreciation for your years of service to Craighead County Public, Jonesboro Public Library, and Crowley's Ridge Regional Library by the Board of Trustees, and she served from 2014 to 2024. And during that time, That's that for you. And we also have a bouquet of flowers to present to
some
you.
Roses for
yes.
you.
Those are so beautiful. Thank you.
Yes.
Welcome. And a nice padded box for your plaque.
There you go. You can carry that home with you. And we want to thank you for your willingness to serve and give your time and energy and effort and your talents to the library. For 10 years in a row, you had wonderful attendance and even served as the board president for one term, two terms?
Two.
Two terms as the director. And some of that was under less than desirable condition. There was some stress involved there.
Bit.
So we do appreciate that. And she was a driving force in helping the library maintain our mission of fulfilling to serve all the people in our community. All the people in our community. And we appreciate you. And I'm sure the citizens of Jonesboro and Craighead County do too. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Wish you well.
Thank you.
Any other business to come before the board? If not, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
I move.
Michael makes a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, Shallon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. 6:12.
Thank you, everyone.